And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
Director and screenwriter Ryan Coogler has built a prosperous place for himself in filmmaking today, receiving both critical praise for his films, like Fruitvale Station, and receiving big commercial success for films like Black Panther. His newest film is Sinners. A blend of so many genres and so many feelings, it left my head spinning. After this film ended, I walked out of the theater with many mixed emotions. I still have these mixed emotions as I compose this review. Set in the 1930s Depression era of the South, Michael B. Jordan plays two identical twin brothers who return to their small hometown together after years of the criminal gangster life in Chicago. With their collected cash, the brothers buy an empty sawmill to turn it into a dance hall slash nightclub, which the locals call a juke joint. In a setting of dirt roads, cotton fields, denim overalls, and whiskey bottles, the cinematography and editing deftly capture the authenticity of this time and place. The first half of Sinners is a traditional period drama as the twin brothers split up during the day to recruit some locals and some old lovers to work at the juke joint on its opening night. But when night arrives in the second half of the film, it takes the most unexpected turn into left field when the juke joint is attacked by white hillbillies who are also vampires. So the latter half remains a period drama, but also transforms into a violent horror story when the black entrepreneurs fight to defend their business and their lives with guns, wooden stakes, and fire. Sinners is like The Color Purple meets From Dusk Till Dawn, combining two distinct genres most movie lovers have seen little of together. The contrast of genres and the variation of ideas is huge in this film, which is why it's so boldly unique. Ryan Coogler said in an interview, "I wanted the movie to feel like a full meal, but after I watched this, I felt I had been force-fed after completing a 7-course feast." The symbolism is easy, but also thoughtfully layered. Yes, the vampires represent the destructive evil of racism that has drained the blood of the South for decades. But the vampires can also represent white populations who absorb parts of black American culture for their own selfish fulfillment, and then exploit parts of that culture until nothing is left. It's easy to tell from my words how much I appreciate this film because it offers many different ideas and moments for people to interpret. The mechanics of the film, like its timing of introducing characters and its capricious pacing, left me feeling partially confused. So many scenes try to express deep histories of emotion between characters, but the scenes often feel rushed to fit the 2-hour, 17-minute runtime. Sinners is also a musical featuring different styles of song and dance, and this adds even more creative territory for audiences to explore. I think this film is okay, commendable for its creative kaleidoscope of ideas, but I wish more wrinkles in its storytelling structure were ironed out. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.